Hello and welcome to another time together. I'm Sister Laura. Pray that these times of praying in the Spirit, meditating upon God's Word, will be a blessing to you today as we continue to share God's dream together. Today's devotion comes from Praying the Four Winds of God. We'll be using the book of Ezekiel to open with, chapter 37, verse 1. The hand of the Lord came upon me, and He brought me out in the Spirit of the Lord. He set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. He caused me to pass them all around about. And behold, there were many in the open valley that were very dry. The Lord said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Again He said to me, Prophesy to these bones. Say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Father, we look around in our own lives, in our workplaces, in the nations that we live in our families, in our cities. And Father, we see that there are many areas that you have planted us in where, like these dry bones, there's no life. And we say the words of Ezekiel, Ah, Lord God, you know that these places in our lives can live. So we give you thanks, Father, taking inventory of these areas that you have given us to see where there's no life. We give you thanks, Father, that you've brought them to our attention. We give you thanks, Father, that we can ask of you to bring life into those areas and that you will answer. We praise you, Father, and we give you glory and we give you honor. We speak to those areas, Father, to hear the word of the Lord. We speak to our families that are in rebellion. Hear the word of the Lord. We speak to our cities that are in rebellion. Hear the word of the Lord. We speak to our workplaces that are in rebellion. Hear the word of the Lord. We speak to our nation that are in rebellion. Hear the word of the Lord. And the Lord said to Ezekiel, These bones surely will I cause breath to enter into, and you shall live. Father, we thank you that at your word these places that we have just named. Names of people that we have on our hearts and mind. Our cities and our workplaces and our families. We thank you, Father, that you will cause them to live. We thank you and we give you praise as we ask for strategies of your word on how to pray. We ask for strategies in your word for teaching us how to walk and how to declare life to places in our lives that are lifeless of your spirit. We ask for your counsel. We ask for your might. We ask for your deliverance. We ask for your wisdom and understanding. We give you praise, Father, that you will answer on how to pray and have breakthrough. We give you glory and honor and praise. Ora tolias tundara, moro tolavoso boroto. Maranda levast me cariente, moro tolavastando rasan tiester. Morando levast me cariente, moro tolavast, morando lo mosa cantura. Breke antust, nurambolo mostande. Baranda levande briese instikaranto. Father, I thank you that you will cause these places to stand for your glory. I thank you, Father, that you will cause these places to live for your glory. I thank you, Father, that all the inhabitants of these nations and peoples and tongues that we represent in our hearts by calling out to you, they shall live and not die. Father, we give you praise and we give you glory that they hear the word of the Lord. We prophesy unto them the very spirit and testimony of Jesus. Prophesy unto them the very breath and the heart of your love to go into those places. Father, may these places go beyond their boundaries. Rise up to you, O Father, as we lift them up to you even now. We bring them before your throne through the spirit of prophecy. Oh, Ezekiel, Ezekiel, what did you see? When the hand of the Lord came upon you. Oh, Ezekiel, Ezekiel, what did you see? When the Spirit of the Lord set you down. When he caused you to pass round and round, valley of dry bones. Oh, Ezekiel, Ezekiel, what did you see? How did the voice of the Lord sound? When he caused you to pass those bones around. Orantoria siento romola santo. We speak to these places like you. Hear the word of the Lord. May the spirit and testimony of our Lord Go into these nations, these people and places. We give you the glory and honor, Lord. Orantoria siento romolonto. Y estén orando liento so. Father, we stand and we run to your promises and your word, that we can speak life. In Jesus' name. And again, God spoke to the prophet Ezekiel, saying, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. Father, I thank you. Thank you, and I give you praise. That you cause breath, your very breath, to enter into our nation. Let your breath sweep over our nation from border to border. Let your breath sweep over our cities. Let your breath sweep over our government. Let your breath sweep over our workplaces. Let your breath, O Lord God, sweep over our families and our homes, the areas that we live in. Let your breath sweep over, O Lord, every highway and byway, in the hearts and the cities and the streets, all that we call upon. Let your breath come, O Lord God. Breathe. Cause your breath to enter into them, that they might live.
Oratolias otiarantolias tot. Mora talavar de bares gerieste moranto. Mori stendo rasantura talevasentia roto. Mara kentieste porite lemastundura divest. Bokias turi tiste boronto lomast verete lebasen kotiantura. Surely I will cause my breath to enter into these places, and they shall live. I will breathe my breath upon that which you have called upon, O my bride. Wherever you don't see no life, I call you to open up your mouth and declare, my breath, declare ye the word of the Lord, declare ye the word of the Lord. I will bring life. I will cause to live that which has no life, thus saith the Lord God. These places shall live. Orantorum oleando, romoleando siento. Poranía sotiendo, romolo. Father, I thank you. I give you praise and I give you glory. Give you praise and I give you glory. Give you praise and I give you glory, O Lord. Continuing in Ezekiel 37. I will put sinew upon you and bring flesh upon you. I will cover you with skin and I'll put breath in you and you shall live. Father, to all of the places that you have caused us to bring up before your throne, I thank you that you will begin to create flesh, your very being, your very body, of your Son Jesus, through the working of the cross, through the precious promises of his blood, upon all these areas that we've called out to come up before your very throne. Thank you that these places are listening because we prophesied to hear. I thank you that these places that we've called up before your very throne to meet you are learning to breathe again. And I thank you that through the laying down of the body and blood of Jesus, he is covering every area. With his own laying down of his life on the cross, prophesy the spirit and testimony of our Lord. And in that covering of your Son Jesus, we thank you, Father, that they shall live. We thank you, Father, that as your word continues to say in the book of Ezekiel, these places shall know that you are Lord. You lay down your life. You cover the nations with your body, O Lord. You lay down your life, and you breathe new life in the nations that we've set up before your throne. You lay down your life, for we speak to our government. Be covered in the person and spirit of God. We speak to our neighborhoods, our workplaces, our families. Receive ye the breath, the blood, the Spirit of God. Not only will you hear the word of the Lord and live, but you shall know the Lord. Be awakened from your slumber, be awakened from your sleep. Nations and people and governments, it's your name that we speak. Hear the word of the Lord. Breathe and know. Orantoria siantorum, O Lord. Vientoria siandorum, O Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. Father, I thank you that there's a noise in the realm of the Spirit that is coming forth to declare your glory in these places that are upon all of our hearts, in these nations that are upon all of our hearts, in these cities and leadership and governments that are upon all of our hearts, on our families, on our loved ones. A noise is coming. Sounds of heaven that are fresh and anew. The realm of the Spirit. We call down your glory. We call down your voice, your thoughts. We call down the paths of the ancients of days to create, make all crooked places straight. We hear the noise of the carpenter in the realm of the Spirit. We hear the noise of the axes tearing down and rooting up in the realm of the Spirit, bringing life, building in the Spirit. We hear the noise of the angels going forth into these places swiftly as they run and they leap to go forth on assignment to do your will in all of these places. Hear the noise of the shout of triumph that is coming forth out of the realm of the Spirit, bringing life into these places that we're declaring. We thank you, Father, that suddenly a rattling comes forth for the putting together of the things of your Spirit into the natural. We thank you, Father, that there's a rattling, there's a noise, there's a putting together, there's a piecing together, there's a joining together.
There's a meeting that's about to take place in the realm of glory. Arising up, we thank you, Father, and we prophesy that everything is coming together, bone of your bone, from the realm of the Spirit, through the death and the life of our Lord Jesus. Your covenant is being manifested in all of these places. Bone of your bone, you're creating, Father, everything after your own likeness. And at the sound of your word, Father, I thank you, Father, that these worlds in the realm of the Spirit are being framed. Thank you that plumb lines are going forth. I thank you, Father, that carpenters are going forth, line upon line, and they're building, creating your kingdom and your glory in places that have never been touched with your breath and your life. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Coming together in the realm of the Spirit, the glory of God is coming down. Coming together in the realm of the Spirit, the worlds are being framed with a sound. The sound of prophecy coming forth, bringing life out of darkness. A sound of rattling, the noise of praise, the angels declare, make way for the Ancient of Days to come. Porantorantor santo romi andoramo. Pocorantola siento romo londo. The Holy Spirit is hovering over the nations, the neighborhoods, the earthly kings. They will be changed, coming together, they'll never be the same. Bone of the bone of the Lord, bone of the bone of the Lord. Oh Ezekiel, Ezekiel, what did you see? Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, the skin covered them. Covered them all, but there was no breath in them. Father, we thank you and we give you praise that the humanity of our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, came in the likeness of men and he laid down his life. For all of these areas that we have brought up before your throne even now, prophesy to the breath. Father, we thank you and we give you praise. Prophesy to the breath. Say to the breath, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath. Breathe on these slain that they shall live. Father, we speak to your breath, the breath of your Spirit, the four winds to go forth upon all these places that we've called brought up before you our lands, our government, our finances, our families, our nations, our cities, our workplaces. Come, O four winds of God. Come, wisdom and understanding. Come, O north wind. Come, O east wind, spirit of counsel and might. Come, O south wind, understanding, resurrected power of your spirit. Come, O west wind, deliverance and breakthrough of your spirit. Come, we prophesy to the wind, come, that they might live. We thank you, Father, that it's only your breath that carries the weight of your word. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Porantolia santia rotolomosa cora. Swallowing up all darkness. Your wind is revealing and removing all of your enemies. You're scattering your enemies from abroad and near. Dispersing your enemies back to where they came. We thank you, Father. The spirit and testimony of our Lord Jesus. Come against all that exalts and tries to hinder these areas that we've brought up before you to live. Thank you that you're removing all of your enemies, to bringing restoration and provision and reconciliation. Thank you, Father, for power and counsel against all of your enemies, but for your bride, O Father, for your bride, we thank you for your favor and your grace. We thank you, Father, for your heart and your mind. We give you all praise and glory. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them. They lived. They stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Thank you, Father, that all these places are rising up to stand in your kingdom. In the realm of the kingdom, in the spirit of the kingdom. Thank you, Father, that they're learning to stand because they live. These areas that we spoke about, Father, and brought up to you before your very throne. I thank you, Father, that they're strong, declaring your glory, declaring the covenant of Jesus. Thank you, Father, they're upon their feet and all things are under their feet because you've placed your kingdom and your glory high above the nations of this world. Thank you, Father, that your bride and all that has come in through prayers that we've represented today is an exceedingly great army. Thank you, and I give you praise, give you honor and glory. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones, they're the whole house of Israel. Father, I thank you that the nation of Israel and all them that are spread abroad the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I thank you, Father, that this precious seed that we've called out before your throne even now, you've given us wisdom as to why they were dry.
Ezekiel goes on to say, O Lord God, that the reason why they were dry is because their hope was lost. And they felt separated, cut off. Oh, Father. Oh, Father. I pray that a revelation of hope come to these places that you're causing us to prophesy to. I pray, Heavenly Father, that the revelation of hope will come to these nations that we've brought up before you, these cities that we've brought up before you, these governments and leaders that we've brought up before you, our families and our neighbors, places that we live. Will receive a revelation of hope. Father, I pray that hope will be the very mouthpiece of your bride. That hope will be the very force that goes forth by your Spirit to strengthen and renew. That hope will go forth to your bride to bring forth vision and a future to all of these places that we've represented even now. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Therefore, and said to them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, my people, I will open your graves, cause you to come up out of your graves, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. Thank you, Father.
Ezekiel, Ezekiel, what did you see when you prophesied to the wind? Oh, that their hope will come again. Oh, that the nations will receive hope. We prophesy to the four winds. Breath of God, come, four winds blow. Hear the word of the Lord that you will know. Hope is not lost. Hope can restore. Hope will renew. Hope will cause your wings to soar. You're gonna live again, all the dry places. Yes, the battle is gonna be in the wind. Wind of God, blow. Wind of God, blow.
bring hope to your house. Bring hope to your house, King of glory. Come in. Open up the graves. Come up out of the graves, hope. Hope will bring you back through the south wind. Hope will bring you in through the north wind. Hope will bring you in from the east and the west, gathering up the people of Yahweh. Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Captain of the host, Yahshua HaMashiach Barak, Barak Adonai. We speak hope, hope, let the Lord be lifted up high. Orantoria siandoro, nations live, stand on your feet. Governments and leaders, we are not defeated. Salvation has come to our families, the laying down of the life of our Lord. The covenant of His blood and spirit sets us free. So live.
Pray this time has been a blessing to you. We pray that you will open your mouth wide. Meditate upon the Word of God. Sing the Word of God. Declare the ways of the Lord. Do it in the way that He prompts you. Do it in the words that He's given you. Let us come together this night with one voice and one sound, lifting up the Lord Jesus, the Lamb that was slain before the foundations of the world on high. But O heart of the Bride of Christ, let us lift up the standard of hope. Hope tonight. Till next time, may we continue to share God's dream together. In Jesus' name, amen. Join in next time on this same channel.